It's not fair, but it's the NFL. The Browns offer Shedeur Sanders the best opportunity to fully make what he's capable of. But the road is rocky ahead. So I you know, will he have the opportunity? And this is something that I think that we haven't talked about that much on the air, as a station, as an entity, whatever it might be, that he's got to play well. How well does he have to play for the Browns to give up on the two first-round picks for a quarterback and take guys to help him? And then, if he's third on the depth chart the way that Daryl says, Daryl will put him third on the depth chart. I'll put him third on the depth chart. Third on the depth chart. I'll put him second on the depth chart because Kenny Pickett ain't available to me right now. And everybody knows that I don't think that there's very much of a future with Kenny Pickett. So you know what? Me, I'm putting Shedeur second on my depth chart. How you like that, buddy?
What would it take for the team to get off their stance on Pickett and even Dylan Gabriel? Like, you got Daryl Ryder saying Dylan Gabriel is the guy they're getting ready to play. They're not necessarily getting Shedeur ready to play because he's not playing with the ones against the ones.
Uh-huh.
It's still very early in the process, but what needs to happen? Is it a preseason game? Is it a joint practice?
I think it's preseason. I think it's all those things. I think it's the excitement if he were to actually have a good preseason. I think that people get excited over those things in the offices. Coaches get excited about that because then I think you start to see the ceiling. I think his ceiling is higher than Dylan Gabriel's. I think, and I got some nasty emails and tweets about that yesterday because I said that there are people who are big Dylan Gabriel supporters. I know that the Browns drafted him third. Was the league not shocked that he got drafted in the third round? I think that Shedeur does have a higher ceiling than him. Physically, I know that Dylan Gabriel knows a lot of football. God, he played for 6 years, so maybe Dylan Gabriel is going to be a real good coach someday. But physically, intangible-wise, all the other stuff, Dylan Gabriel does have a little bit of a stronger arm than what people make it out to be, but I think that Shedeur has the higher ceiling there. But how much does he get the play to prove that you're not going to take a quarterback next year? So that's frustrating because even if he does decently well, does he get the chance to really show that he can do great? And if he doesn't get the chance that he can show that he can do great, how can I advocate to keep Shedeur Sanders over Lenoris Sellers, Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier? Down the line we go. It's hard to do. Very hard to do. So even if he's able to climb this mountain, then you have that. You know, my issue has just been, I think he provides the best opportunity of any, excuse me, the Browns provide the best opportunity of any NFL team out there. It's not fair. It's true. It's not fair that he got drafted in the fifth round. I don't think he should have been drafted in the fifth round. I think he should have went much higher. But there's something that the NFL didn't like, and they were willing to pass on him over and over. And if the Browns didn't take him, who he might have gone in the sixth or seventh round. I'm not sure. You can't say anything's for certain. And even then, it's like, okay, is that something we hang our hat on? That, oh, he definitely would have went in the sixth and seventh round. Like, that's nothing to hang your hat on. This is as open as it gets. Not for the starter. Not for the starter. This is an open opportunity as it gets to be a backup, to be a rookie that people get excited about. I don't know if anybody else offers him a better chance than the Cleveland Browns. I don't believe anybody else.
Now, isn't it crazy, though? Even without one of the guys, with Kenny Pickett sidelined, we don't know for how long. Mm-hmm. But you look and you see, and I've watched the video montages, or when you've been at practice, you've been trying to stay as dialed in as you can to evaluate. And what, on the one day, he went 9-9, right? 9 throws, that's it? That's what we're practicing, 9 throws? It's just not going to be a lot of opportunity. And here, you're saying he has more opportunity here than he has almost anywhere else. And you get 9 chances to throw the football, and like 6 of them are going to be 5 yards or less.
I refuse to address it.
That's just not... How do the coaches evaluate that?
I refuse to address it. I think it's lowest common denominator garbage. I hate it.
The stats.
Because guys, all we know, he could have went around. There's run plays that I'm sure he works on, and he could have turned the wrong direction or handed off, or people mess it up.
They might tell the defense what the play is.
He might have called the wrong play in the huddle.
They might, just to challenge the offense, they might be, hey, here's what's coming. Like, you don't know. You don't know any of that. All I'm saying is, how does a coach really give him the chance to move up a depth chart, or any of the guys move up a depth chart, when they only get to throw the football, physically have that ball launched at receivers 9 times for a whole day.
So
that's one that's day that's gone. You cross it off the list and you move on to the next day.
Gets me the most angry about it. Gets me the most angry. Because if he goes in there and he's running the plays correctly and telling people where to go, that doesn't show up on some chart they put up on ESPN. That's what separates it. If he's got the grip of the offense and he throws 0-for-9, it doesn't matter if he's throwing to the right spot. The wide receivers can't learn to run a route. There's a billion of them there. Maybe some don't know how to run a route, but if he's running it to the right spot and he's telling them the right routes to run, okay, that's going to be on the wide receivers. So are you going to overreact on 0-for-9 someday? Just if we're going to throw out camp stat garbage here. Because I can look at it and go, hey, 0-for-9, these wide receivers are all going to cut. They all don't know what they're running. I'll keep this kid and I'll bump him up because he knows how to run this offense. No, we don't see that. That's not an easy thing to put up on SportsCenter. But I got everybody and their brother. How can you deny 9-for-9? I'm not denying 9-for-9. I want to look deeper than 9-for-9. Chuck and Shaker, hello.
Hey, Ken, I'm with you.
Thank you.
Listen, if they're going to keep Shador, they wouldn't be putting this much. If they're bringing him along right, not trying to sabotage his career or anything like that, I think he's going to be around. He'll be throwing touchdowns in Brook Park. That's all I got to say.
Woo! You know, I like it. That solves the issue. Now he has time to get himself acclimated, I fear he does not have the time, and I'm totally warranted in this fear. I fear he doesn't have the time that it takes to change their mind over what they may do in the first round next year.
Well, I'm just thinking that this preseason, these exhibition games, he'll shine just like he's doing it at 9-for-9 and throwing that ball like that, throwing those dimes. If he could do that in the preseason and change these guys' mind about the reps, I think he'll be around.
I can't wait.
Chuck, thank you for the call.
I can't believe how giddy I am about the preseason. Me.
We went from you choosing Grandma Corky's baked ziti to now being excited to watch preseason football. It only took Shador Sanders. Were you even this excited when Baker was here?
Were
you this excited when Johnny was here?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you've fluxed.
I was excited. Well, the Johnny thing was awesome because it was life or death every throw. I don't know if Shador is life or death every throw right now because he's not getting the starting
job. I think we're going to get to life or death every throw.
But you know what I mean? Like, in that one, there were factions of the fan base sitting there with, I think my buddy had a notebook and he was out going, okay, that's one for Hoyer. And then I swear to God, every completion that Hoyer had is like, oh, look, the corner's not even on him. Like they're not even defending that one. And then when it was Johnny's turn, it was like, they're trying to kill him.
Tim,
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Your buddy Tim did all this.
I had a bunch of buddies. This was cutthroat. And I don't know how this will be. Do you think this will ratchet up to that cutthroat nature of the factions between the fan base?
Yes, because you're not going to see Joe Flacco in the preseason games. And I think didn't Daryl tell us well, before even the injury, how much was Kenny Pickett going to play in the preseason games? So it's going to come down to Dylan Gabriel, where there's just a flat-out disrespect of Dylan Gabriel. Like, I'm not going to get into the name-calling stuff that some of the other media members have gotten into. But there's a flat-out disrespect to Dylan Gabriel, but there's also plenty of people out there, myself included, who do not believe that Dylan Gabriel should have been drafted over Shador Sanders. So, yeah, there's going to be an argument. Mike and Stowe, you're next up on the fan. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Glad to have you, Mike. We're doing well.
So I think it's a lot. It's just Cleveland getting too excited again, as always. You know, I know we're impatient because we've just been waiting so long, but this has to play out. They're all going to get their chances. I mean, we know the veterans aren't our future. They're just around to keep things, their insurance policies, in case, you know, when the season does go awry, which is going to. That if we really need somebody to go out there and, you know, the rookies can't even hold it together, which is possible, that they're there for that.
Well, do you believe that the Browns are being fair, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Because how can they look? I listen to you know, an afternoon show on there was a guy the other day, sounded like he was ready to pick out China patterns and silver set for a wedding because he's so worked up about, you know, the fact that, you know, Shador's only throwing the ball, boys, yada, yada, yada.
Peterlin. You're talking about Jonathan Peterlin.
Yeah.
Jonathan Peterlin.
Oh, yeah, that's
Jonathan.
Who it was.
Yeah, 2-7, Peterlin.
2-7.
Yeah.
On the fan.
And then jump over Jake because later
in
the later
Peterlin
that night.
Jake, yeah, was it Jonathan? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Jonathan. Yeah. I was just trying to Name names.
Name names all you want, Mike.
Oh,
name
the guy
them
on
names.
Afternoon drive that's
he's saying about
he's talking about Peterlin.
I'll cuss out Peterlin at the drop of a hat. I don't care.
Yeah, he's been ridiculous about it because he doesn't even.
Who, Jonathan?
Jonathan's.
You got the right guy?
I do believe that. He's been going on like three times. I said, listen, he's like three different ways of the same thing. Tell like how Shador's not getting enough of a fair shake.
I heard Peterlin say that. I did hear him say that.
He did say that.
He's saying they're going to mess him up by what they're doing. What? How are you going to mess him up?
You got to ask Peterlin. You got to ask Peterlin about that. 2-7.
I don't. A team that's as desperate as the Browns are, Mike. Thank you for the call. I'll say the same thing I did yesterday. I'll just say it at a lower tone. A team that's as desperate as the Browns. Why would they draft a guy who has as much star power? Because you have to understand, like when Jimmy has them, and people are going after Jimmy for saying like it wasn't my draft pick. This, that, and the other. He's still a businessman. There's not a owner in the NFL that's more desperate for a starting quarterback than Jimmy Haslam. He knows Shador led the league and sold jerseys as a rookie, as a fifth round rookie, as a day three rookie, led the league in jersey sales. Beat Travis Hunter. Okay? He's a businessman. You think he doesn't want that guy to get a fair shot?
Well, I'm on
the money that can be made with Shador Sanders?
I'm on the show page. Afternoon drive on the fan 2-7.
Now, is that
Nick
the guy
Wilson.
With the beard?
No, the
and
other
the
one.
Orange?
Peterlin.
It's Peterlin. Is that Mac? One of his names
yeah,
Mac.
He's on the show.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the show?
Afternoon drive on the fan.
Do they know? Never mind.